Coming up at the top of the hour, Miss Ann will continue her series, Why We Vote. Today's segment, Miss Ann will talk about last-minute mail-in voting.
And
also,
Shirley,
yes.
When is sports?
It's coming up in the 9 o'clock hour,
just
I believe.
Asking.
No, 8:46.
You know what? You know, when you win, when your team win, why is it you want to know when sports is? You get on my nerve with this. You really
don't. Oh, well, somebody must have lost.
Don't even pick it up, Tommy. Why, though?
Yeah, it's 8:46 Eastern. Yeah. All right. Also, get ready for next hour. South Carolina Democrat senatorial candidate Jamie Harrison will be our special guest. He is running against the incumbent Lindsey Graham. You know him, the senator from South Carolina. Yeah, we'll
and
talk about that.
And he probably going to win.
Let's hope so. But right now, it is time to have some fun. It's Monday. Day after Sunday, time now for Reverend Motown and Deacon Def Jam with today's church complaints.
Oh, gracious Lord.
Yeah.
Gavel. Gavel ye one and all. Gavel. We is here for Monday to commemorate the dispensation of coronitis a violation of rules and regulations.
Yeah.
These is church complaints. Go ahead, Deacon.
Pastor Wald, W-A-L-D, Wald, the Wald Ministry is upset with what they seeing on Zoom, and they want you to speak with these people. That's the Wald, W-A-L-D Ministry. That's the white after Labor Day. They want you to handle what's going on with what they seeing on Zoom. Evidently, there's a lot of people wearing white after Labor Day, and they want you to handle that. Uh-huh.
Ain't no problem. Here's my response. There's another ministry called Bald.
Bald, B-A-L-D. Mm-hmm. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, sir.
Now, what is bald?
I think it's self-explanatory, if you ask me. Black.
Uh-huh.
After Labor Day.
Black after.
Oh. Okay.
Which is also another one called BACT. That's
BACT.
B-A-C-D.
B-A-C-D. What is that? What is that?
Black after Christmas Day. And then...
I didn't know nothing about these ministries right here.
BAID. There's another organization, BAID, B-A-D-E.
B-A-D-E, BAID. What is BAID, Pastor?
Black after the day after Easter. Which means that our ass is black most every day. And we don't have that rule anymore because hip-hop has erased that rule. Hip-hop and Lisa Ray have eradicated the rules of no white. So don't worry about that no more. That's gone.
All right. Let me tell you what else we got. There are some members who need immediate help. Last Sunday, you kept saying, do y'all hear me? Do y'all hear me? But the hearing aid ministry kept saying, we never got the sermon. What was it called? So the hearing aid ministry is not hearing you, Pastor.
That's why, do y'all hear me? I said, do you hear me? Knowing full well they ain't heard a damn thing I said. But the rhythm of saying, do y'all hear me? It just sounds good. That's why I say it. It is not directed at the people who can't hear good. I know they don't hear me.
Right.
And all that is checking in with them. That's all.
That's all it is.
Because if they do hear me, then they can get on out to hearing aid ministry. The moment they answer back, healing has come.
Amen.
Amen. Let them use you.
Let him use you. All right, Pastor, brace yourself now. Some of the members would like to go over your expense account. We see gas when you're not really driving anywhere. We see money for suits when you're wearing the same thing. And we see communion wine. How can you get communion when you serving us on Zoom? And they want to understand what's going on with you and these expenses, Pastor.
Well, y'all may not be doing communion, but I am.
What?
And that's a church expense.
But you done bought a case of communion wine, Pastor, and you the only one doing your communion. We don't understand.
No. I do viral communion. See, I do communion for everybody on Zoom. Mm-hmm. I take it for you.
So you're drinking communion for all of the members?
Every last member. Who else do that? See, that's what make my ministry stronger than these other so-called fake pastors. I know my flock is not here for communion, so I take communion for them. Let church say amen.
Amen.
Amen again.
Amen. Okay.
I'm going to help you get to heaven even if you don't want to go.
All right. All of the members are tired of seeing the praise dancers. We saw it this past Sunday and the Sunday before that. They are really tired of seeing it. Would you be interested in praise strippers?
Praise strippers.
I'm very open to that because we're not getting anywhere with this praise ministry. I lowers my head most of the Zoom calls. There's no weight restrictions of any kind. And they're up in here, and when Sister Earlene puts her praise gown on, and just her whole Zoom call is just white. And she's standing back off her computer, and she's still in the whole frame.
So we is
open to going down and reach the souls that need it the most.
On the way out, Pastor, Sister Daisy Lattimore has made panty masks. But members want to know whose panties they were before they put them on. She doesn't want to tell nobody, but Brother Carl says he knows that Sister Brenda on his face. He knows it, but he's asking, can you at least let us know where these panties came from?
If you buy them from Sister Gertrude, she's making 18 masks out of one pair.
God, wait a minute.
We gotta go.
What?
Coming up at the top of the hour, entertainment and national news right after this. Jesus.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.